Good morning, Josh.
Thank you for joining me once again while Ryan is on a holiday, because apparently people get holidays here.
Oh, pleasure's all mine. And yeah, it turns out you can't record a podcast on a boat on the way home from Hawaii.
No, you can't. He does have Wi-Fi, but apparently I'm going to guess it's not that good.
Yeah, I'm guessing better Wi-Fi in like a school library.
Yeah. I think it'd probably be more efficient for him to send smoke signals. Probably still illegal on the cruise boat, but probably better to send smoke signals.
Get out the best binoculars we have and see him waving down flags.
Yeah. The flag signaling, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I chose the movie Hackers.
Oh, and I loved it. It was so... Put a timestamp on 1995 and this is where you land.
Absolutely. So, Hackers, this is the IMDb synopsis. Hackers are blamed for making a virus that will cause five... oil tank. Literally, this is copy-pasted. Cause five oil tankers, I'm guessing, to sink.
Yeah.
Not quite the movie. That is not even the underlying. That's just a...
I mean, that's the what they're getting blamed for, I guess.
Yeah, like 45 minutes into the movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the... essentially, a bunch of hackers find something and another dude who's a hacker or so... I guess goes on a bit of a tirade to get it back by blaming them for other stuff and saying, hey, you're going to get blamed for this if I don't get my thing back.
Yeah.
It has Johnny Lee Miller, which if you've seen, I think the TV show was called Holmes or something like that.
And he's also the lead in Trainspotting.
He is.
Yeah.
With Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I hate that movie. There is so much just like, oh, I love the movie. But also just seeing it, it's visually just disturbing of like,
yeah.
Oh, there's one like bathroom scene in Trainspotting where it's like, it's disgusting.
It's got Angelina Jolie, Jesse Bradford and Shaggy, Matthew Lillard.
Yeah.
It was directed by, I think it's Lane or Leanne Softly, and is written by Raphael More. It had a pretty big budget for 1995.
Yeah, right. I feel like for the movie, it had such... When you think 90s CGI...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they thought they perfected it.
Yeah.
They were like, this thing right here, we're going to nail it, use it forever. We'll be on the cutting edge. It's the best thing you'll ever see.
They rotoscoped the main character out and put this green screen background on him. And you can tell it does not suit. He looks so out of place. There's...
Oh, and when they go into the computer, towers of ones and zeros. And
That's like, not what servers look like.
Tron mixed with Matrix. Oh, so disgustingly cheesy, and I loved it.
So, it had a budget of $20 million.
What? Oh, no, that's too much. That is way too much for what I watched.
I watched the movie. No, sorry, I wrote this up, and then I watched the movie. Because I thought, I'll get ahead of it. I've seen this movie. This is the fourth time I've seen this movie.
Yeah. First time for me.
So I wrote this up, watched the movie to recap.
Yep.
And I saw it was $20 million. I was like, wow, maybe the images I have in my head aren't, like maybe they're dulled down. Like, I'm not remembering right.
Yeah, no, I
was remembering right.
Oh, it is bad.
They were overcharged for just about everything.
Yeah. Like, even with their main cast, it can't be that much because, like, that was one of like Angelina Jolie's first movies, right?
Johnny Lee Miller, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of them were early 20s, and, like, this was their first few big films. They couldn't be, like, I get it if they spend that much money on an Angelina Jolie movie now.
Oh, yeah.
Where she's getting paid $20
million to start. $20 million budget, and it's just Angelina Jolie standing in her house.
Yeah.
Like, that.
Yeah, I get that. But back in 95?
No.
Yeah, no, she's not making 20 mil.
$7.5 million made in the box office.
Yeah, I get that. That's exactly how much I would have thought.
Yeah, it lost so much money.
But I reckon that is exactly how much that movie is worth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is good, but it is not great.
Yeah. They were overcharged for everything.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if they were, but definitely $20 million. Oh, yeah. The guy doing the CGI was like, "Oh, this is, you know, this is shit." You would know. You would know as a person who makes prices for things.
Oh, yeah.
You see something you don't really want to do.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I don't want to do this, but if you're gonna pay me $10 million, I'll do it.
Yeah, you slap a you said to me slap a ridiculous price on it. If they really want it, they'll pay it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, guy comes in and says, "I want this task done." "No, I'll do it for $4,000. "I really want this task done." "All right, give me the $4,000 and I'll do it." "Sure."
Yeah.
You're the idiot who wants it done. This was one of those. The guy said, "Oh yeah, I can definitely have them in a phone booth spinning around." It's like, how are you gonna do it? I guess I'll just go to Bunnings and jerry rig something up.
You cannot forget about the budget on rollerblades. There was so many rollerblading scenes.
Okay. I was born 93.
95. This movie is as old as I am.
Okay. So I grew up, let's say the 2000s. All yeah. Right? Like, yeah, I was born, I'm technically a 90s kid, but most of my memories are the 2000s.
Yeah.
98 to the thousands.
I don't remember much of 0 to 5.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So, most of my memories are here in Campbelltown. Grew up all over Australia, but most are here in Campbelltown.
Yeah.
Just told everyone where we live.
Yeah. New York City.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's where we're from.
Yeah, New York City.
Not Campbelltown.
Not Campbelltown, South Australia. Fuck. But grew up in this area, and I got my first pair of rollerblades when I was maybe 14.
Yeah.
And fuck, did I ride the shit out of those things?
Oh, never had rollerblades.
No?
But they look so cool in the 90s. I might go and get a pair now.
All right, I'm going to go off a tangent here. All right. So, are we doing a loop of time? For instance, at time of recording, Blink-182 got back together and is now touring again.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like every phase rotates in like 20 years.
Another thing, I was at Best and Less yesterday.
Mm.
Is fluoro tie-dye back?
I hope not.
Because I saw a lot of fluoro tie-dye at Best and Less yesterday.
Yeah, not for me. I'm out.
What else? So I have seen people rollerblading.
Yeah, early 2000s, 90s fashion. It's coming back.
It's coming back. Oh, also, a buddy of ours, Nathan, he sent me a picture. I'll show you.
I'll be the first one to admit, I'm usually referencing 2000s, 90s for my clothes.
Yeah.
That's all the things I wear right now.
And fuck you, Rocket.
Yeah.
You.
And even them, they're referencing 70s things.
This picture Nathan sent to me, and he prefaced it with, "What in the 2005 is this?"
Oh, yeah. Yep. So that is a music festival that is lined up with Green Day and Blink-182 headlining it. The Offspring, Good Charlotte, and
yeah,
I don't have my glasses, so I don't know the rest.
Got 30 Seconds to Mars, 5 Seconds of Summer is new. Rise Again, it's literally, and it's on a green background with like angsty,
bright fluoro decals, like
anarchist, you know, punk pop is making a comeback.
Yeah,
like well,
hit that time where we all grew up listening to that. Now we've got adult money.
Yeah.
We're going to go spend money and see it.
Yeah. But also, go on to see Blink-182 when they tour in 2024. But so, this movie is like, the stuff we see in this movie, I was like, fuck, that shit's coming back. And people are saying, oh, this is what makes me feel old. I'm 29. You're 27?
27, yeah.
So, kids these days are saying, wow, this is so retro. This is so, bro.
I was a child. It's not.
No.
Yeah.
No. You know what's retro? Arcade stuff.
Yeah.
The arcade machine.
Like, payphone is not retro.
No.
I have used a payphone in my life, and it is not retro.
We still have them. They're free now.
Yeah.
With free internet, if you want to, Telstra Air, it's free as well. But yeah, right. This movie, I watched it and I was like, all right, yeah, I grew up with that stuff. With that stuff because it takes time, especially here in Australia. It takes time. Me growing up, we'd get Yu-Gi-Oh cards like 2 years after everyone else. We'd get things 2 years later. Just, we're slower. And yeah, this movie was just one of those things. I watched it and I'm like, I feel old as fuck now.
Yeah.
But I'm really not. Yes, I have two bad knees, but I'm not that old.
Yeah, I throw my back out when I bend over to pick up a pen, but that's all right. We all do that, right?
Oh, that's why you have all your tattoo stuff up on a shelf, so you don't need to bend over anymore. Yeah.
You know, once you hit 25, you grow your first grey hair and you slip your first disc. Yeah. Everyone does that.
Yeah. Yeah, when you get out of your car, you can't get in low cars anymore. I've noticed having two low vehicles, I'm going, ugh, when I get in and out of them.
I used to make old man grunts as a joke. It's not a joke anymore.
No, it's not a joke. No,
it just happens.
You can't sit in recliners.
I can't stop.
You can't sit in, what are they called?
Someone please send help.
The lawn chairs?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm done.
Yeah, can't sit
in lawn chairs. If I get down, I'm not getting back up.
We're getting back up. We're only in our 20s.
Yeah, we're fucked.
But this movie made me feel that. I'm watching it. I'm like, I cry. Yep. Yeah, okay, fuck me. Fuck me. You see, the visuals on when they boot up their computers, their screens, yeah. their custom screen, like with the ping pong ball with the face on it and the Nikon and the fire.
Like, you think old, like, Windows, like, 95-ish?
Yeah, 95 XP.
Ooh. Yeah, like XP, like those really cheesy background, like, screensavers all through the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it.
And when they say shit like, oh, it's got a million colors. Yeah, bro. Most things do.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what they... When you buy a monitor, you don't go, how many colors does it show? How many colors does it show? A million? There's a spectrum, really.
Yeah. One thing I did appreciate about the movie is that besides the main cast, it did really nail it for the time that a lot of people didn't know about computers.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, one of the first few scenes is like, hey, read the number on the modem.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, modem? And he's like, yeah, box next to the computer.
Has buttons.
Yep.
Just reads the number.
Yeah. Like, he doesn't know what he's doing. Or all of the, is it FBI or? Like,
Secret Service.
Secret Service, yeah. None of them know what they're talking about.
He literally the
non-corrupted hard drive, and the Secret Service guy's like, "Speak to me in English."
Yeah, he goes, "Oh, we found a hard drive before he could before he was able to like delete everything." He goes, "What do you mean?" It's like, he no delete stuff. We good.
He just said hard drive.
You wouldn't call yourself a computer person, would you?
Oh, I. No.
No?
I am not this level, but I understand how computers work.
You can navigate a computer.
Yeah. Very easily.
Yeah. You understood that.
Yeah.
Like, I myself, I would say I am a tech guy. Like, if you've been to my house, I have an expensive computer, I have Xboxes, I have devices all literally in front of me. I have a tablet, you know, Microsoft Surface, I have a tablet at home that I was going to bring instead. Like, I have devices left, right, center. I'd say I'm a tech guy. That made sense to me also.
Yeah.
How would it not... Only person it wouldn't make sense to is our parents. They'd go, what's a hard drive?
Exactly. Like, the deepest I go is me and Ryan built my computer a couple years back. Mm-hmm. I could tell you what's in it. I play games on it. I could not tell you how it works.
Yeah.
That's some magic right there.
And that's above what this guy showed. He was like, no, I don't know what a hard drive... What's a keyboard?
Yeah, I feel like if everyone's ground level, I'm just like one stair up. And like, I still understood absolutely everything. I feel like the movie was designed so most common people could understand it. But even like most of the characters in this movie were like, oh, what's a computer?
Yeah. What I enjoyed is when they're Angelina Jolie and the two main characters.
And so Dade and Kate.
Dade and Kate, that's their names. When they were having Crash and Burn. What was it? Crash Overload and Acid Burn?
Yeah.
When they were having their hack off, they were trolling the shit out of that guy.
Oh, loved it.
What did they do? They
One was, what'd they start with?
They don't show all of it.
Cut his credit card.
Yep, credit card.
Put his ad on a sex
classifies, and he'd enter the phone like, oh, I'm going to lick your toes. It's like, yeah, I'll show you something to lick. It's, oh, yeah. Hanging up in the person's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Made him dead.
Yep.
Fucking the perfect trolling shit.
Yeah.
That is.
Gave him 100 and something traffic violations.
Oh, yeah. DUI and 147 traffic violations. Time with dial up modems and stuff like that. It was possible to do that. The main character put himself into another class.
Yeah.
You know, the security back then for those things was so lax because no one really understood.
They didn't know how to, so it's just Like Open Door.
They used to hire hackers to protect against hackers.
Mm.
So I have a buddy of mine who works in network security. He has been working with computers for a long time. So I asked him yesterday, how accurate is the hacking in this movie? Like anything they do for the time, is it accurate?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Not at fucking all. Nothing in this movie is remotely accurate. There are some things that would work, but not how they do it.
Yep.
So there is a thing where you play a tone to the phone. You see the guy with a tape recorder. He plays a tone. He gets a free call. Doesn't work now.
Used to work in the 90s?
Could have worked. It was very touch and go.
Yep.
Possible to do, but not every phone, because some phones are... Not his exact words, but some phones would be like, use a different tone when you drop the coin in.
Yeah.
Some of them would use digital, some of them use the actual sound of a tone or the coin. So you could go to a Telstra phone, play it, and it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
You go to another phone, it might. So I'm guessing it was touch and go. But I was expecting him to say, oh, yeah, no, like, you know, a little bit, yeah, here, there. The only thing I think that was a little bit accurate was right at the end where he tells the guy who originally got into the server, who originally downloaded the garbage file, he tells him, oh, this is the file, this is the root access, and he tells him a bunch of lines. He's like, oh, it's such and such slash, such and such point, such and such point, like that.
Yeah.
I'd say that kind of-ish close, because but, that's how directories work, kind of.
Yeah, I feel like you could go into your computer now, type that into the search bar, and find whatever file you wanted.
Yeah, like...
Like, just specifics.
I don't want to flex, but I can kind of navigate this, a computer, via the thing called command prompt.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just type C, and then what you're looking for, slash, what you're looking for, like, through your... If you know where it is, and you know the way to do it, you can just type it up, and it'll go, here it is.
Yeah.
And you can do stuff through that. Or what you see is called a GUI.
They
only ever had a GUI. You can't... That's not... You don't hack with GUI. But, yeah, so anyone wondering if this... If you watch this movie and you go, wow, like, this must be so accurate, just know it's not at all accurate. It's from a person that I myself get all of my computer help with. He is a professional. He runs a business. He came to my wedding and used it as a business expense because he thought, well, if I'm going to go to New South Wales anyway, I may as well do business, right?
I brought my laptop, so it's business.
He did two meetings.
Oh, good for him.
He took two meetings and came to my wedding. He thought, fuck it, I'll make the company pay for it. I own the company.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it's not at all accurate. So if you think, oh, I'm going to go get myself a computer hack this way, don't do it.
Yeah, no.
If you're going to take anything from this movie, rollerblading is fun.
Yeah, rollerblading. Oh, and we can't forget about the scene where, who's the bad guy in this movie again?
The Plague?
The Plague, yeah. I've forgotten the actor's name. But when the Plague is picking up the copy of the hard drive or floppy disk.
Oh, yeah.
And...
Oh my
He's
God.
On the outside of a limo, riding a skateboard.
How fucking cringe was that?
And snatches the disc off him and then holds back onto the limo and rides away. I loved it.
Oh my God.
It is so bad.
The first thing I thought when I saw that scene was he's the guy who plays a rogue in Dungeons and Dragons and doesn't talk and just is the angsty... He's what was it called?
The Edgelord.
Edgelord, that's it. He's the Edgelord.
Yeah.
All of his characters on games have red and black, wear a hood, you can't see their face, and...
Well, that's the opening scene of this guy being introduced. He's got a big cloak over his head. You don't know what he looks like.
Yeah.
Until, like, 5 minutes later after he's introduced, he pulls the cloak down, then he starts hacking, and...
Yeah.
Like, he's portrayed as being, like, the bad boy that's really cool in computer hacking.
I find it... The start was funny when they introduced Dade.
Yep. The child in court.
Yeah, so they go... They're talking... what is it? I think they arrest him, then it goes to the court case. And you're thinking, oh, fuck, this guy's a badass for his hacking skills and whatnot. He shut down 1,507 things in a day.
Yeah.
This guy's a badass. Does the panning shot of all the adults and... think it starts at the prosecutor, goes across all the lawyers, and then it stops above his head. And you see a bit of hair at the bottom.
Yeah.
You go down. It's a fucking, like, 11-year-old child.
Yeah.
And he's there like, oh, what have I done? What have I done? He doesn't know what the fuck he's done. Yeah. He was doing it for fun.
And banned until he's 18 from using a computer. Yep. Like, that's going to happen.
And a touch dial phone because you can, I don't know if it's true, but you were able to use touch dial phones to do certain things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when the Spanish guy gets arrested and his mom slaps him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, just arrest me already.
Put me in jail.
Because he knows his mom would be worse.
Yeah.
And when he goes to prison, I don't know if it works now, but it definitely did work because my mom used to use it. You
try in prison?
No.
Just want to make that clear.
No, my mom's never been. I threatened her multiple times for child abuse to go to prison. She was like, send me to prison. When I get out, it'll be worse. I was like, no, when you go to prison, you get jacked. I don't want that.
Yeah.
That's not how prison works at all, but, you know, 11...
Should be breaking way too many wooden spoons.
11-year-old Josh thought everyone who goes to prison ends up coming back fucking shredded.
Yeah.
So, you could do this thing where you... he does it in the movie. You tap the shit out of the thing, and it sends a signal to the switchboard.
Yeah.
And it makes them think, oh, fuck, this person can't dial the number, or there's an error. And you tell them, hey, I'm trying to dial this number, and they put you through for free.
Yep.
Don't think it works anymore.
Probably not.
You can... I know in Australia we still have operators, but it's a certain number. You call the number and say, hey, look, I'm trying to find this business. Can you put me through to it? And they do it. It's essentially a directory.
Yeah.
But he does that and he calls his friend and he tells his friend... he calls Kate. Yeah, he calls Kate. Yep, he says, hey, look, Kate. Yeah, I found the thing. I was snatched. I hid it in that place where I hid that thing that one time.
Yeah.
I was like, that is...
Super vague, but also I get it.
Perfect. No, that is perfect.
Yeah.
That is exactly how you tell someone, because it says right above it, this call is recorded. You know?
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, yeah, I hid the thing in the place that I hid that other thing that one time.
Yeah. And it's one of those things, you know.
The dude's fucking bathroom and she's, Angelina Jolie's just there all awkwardly. I'm going to get this off the back. Oh, fuck it. I'll get a condom. Fuck these guys.
Yeah. Well, it was stuck to the back of the condom dispenser.
But yeah, just... There's so many little things in this movie that are both super cringe, but still kind of cool.
Yeah.
Definitely. I have a point written down here, and it, like, ties up this whole, like, the whole movie. The most 90s shit I have ever seen.
Oh, I did love the super cheesy, like, romance throughout the whole show, throughout the whole movie. Between Dade and Kate.
The awkward.
Starts off as they're having dreams about each other.
Oh my God.
And they're bullying each other at the start of the movie. And then there's a, oh, if I win this bet, you have to go on a date with me. And then...
Yeah, you have to wear a dress.
Yeah.
So do you.
It is the most 90s trope of any movie.
Yeah.
And yeah, that is the only complaint I have about it. Where it's like, the rest of it is... Just dancing on that line of too cheesy.
Yeah.
Feel like...
That's my next point. Cheesy acting.
Yeah. The romance just tipped it over.
Yeah. What I found funny is, like, they have this awkward sexual tension throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
And then right at the end, he goes, you know what? You're elite. She's like... Yeah, you could have said that from the start. It would have saved you a lot of pain. Bro.
But also, she was with a guy at the start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, bro, don't just... What the fuck? Is that all it takes?
Yeah.
Is that all it takes to fuck someone? Tell them that they're elite.
Hang on. Be right back. I'm going to make a phone call.
Late.
Hey, babe. You're elite.
She'll tell you to go fuck yourself.
Sorry. I'll be back in 3 minutes. 1.5 for cuddling.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm like, 3 minutes? Man, this guy can last for ages. I do the 30-second cuddling.
Oh, yeah.
Then a minute of wasting her time. And then another, like, 2 minutes of cuddling.
Yeah. That's all you need.
Yeah. You got to let them know that, like, hey, I love you. I love you.
you're the man with the baby. You understand how this works.
Yeah. It's just hold hands. That's how you get pregnant. But, yeah. Also, Angelina Jolie looks good in this movie.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. She's not the... Is emaciated the right word? I know for a while she had, I believe, an eating disorder. So she was very thin. She was going through some things. I don't know what. I don't want to get into her business. That's her business. But she didn't look well. I always liked her as an actor, too.
Yeah.
I always thought she was a very, very good actor. And In this, not her best work.
But good, though.
Good. Better than others. She pretty much carried it.
Yeah.
But she didn't look bad. Like, I want to find out how old she is.
I want to say she was early 20s. So, as I was watching it, Courtney had looked over and saw, like, a few scenes.
Yeah.
And the only thing she took from it was, oh, my grandpa used to say that I look like Angelina Jolie, and I never understood it. But now I see her, it makes sense. Like, the shaved head, the, like, alternative look, the big lips, like, if you take your glasses off and you squint a little bit and have each picture stuck to the wall on the other side of the room, maybe you kind of see it.
Actually, you know what? A little bit.
Yeah, right? Like, when she had a shaved head, probably.
She was 20, by the way.
Yeah.
So, my next point is not illegal. Her nips. She wears a... You see her during his dream.
Didn't notice it.
Yep. I knew they were there, having seen the movie before. Someone had pointed it out. She unzips her jacket and a nip slips out. Oh, no. Big deal.
Yeah, right.
But then she wears a sheer shirt. Slightly see-through shirt. And they are just hanging out. Just chilling. And I have a picture of her here in 1995. She does a little bit look like your missus. A little bit.
Like,
if you resemblance. From a distance, glasses off, shaved head, squint, shake your head a little bit. Yeah. Then, yeah, you could mistake Courtney for Angelina Jolie until Courtney opens her mouth. And then you go, that's a little bit too bogan. let's talk the fashion.
Loved it. It is so bad and so great. Everything killer wore. So Matthew
exactly
Lillard,
that's exactly where I wanted to go with this.
Yeah.
So let's talk about serial killer's fashion for a second.
Oh, loved it. I'm going out to buy it now.
When he walks up the stairs behind Angelina Jolie at Dade's house, Dade's mum opens the door, sees just Angelina Jolie, and goes, "Now I know what all the fuss is about."
Yeah.
He comes up the stairs. He's wearing a trench coat. He's got a fucking weird hat on. He jingles everywhere he walks.
Yeah. Looked like full military get up.
But he's respectful.
Yeah.
Because he took the hat off in the house. Then Angelina Jolie talks to Dade for a bit, saying, "Oh, I need your help. I need your help. Oh, help me. Oh, I need your help. I need your help."
And here he is just helping himself to all the food in the fridge.
Dade's mom comes in and goes, "Help yourself, guys, to anything in the fridge. Cereal already has." I'm like, oh, that is exactly how my mom would preface it. She'd be like, "Oh, yeah, guys, just you can do whatever you want because your friends already have."
Yeah.
But, wait. So I've gone Angelina Jolie, Hacker's age. I got cast, movie, film, movie Hackers 1995, Johnny Lee Miller, Angelina. They were married, by the way. After this movie, I went and found some trivia.
Yep.
After this movie, they got married.
Yeah, right.
And I think it was for 3 or 5 years. I want to say 3 years.
Yeah.
They were married for. But then the next one after that is fashion.
Yeah, loved it.
One thing that bothered me is for a part of the movie, she wears a... I don't know if everyone calls this, but a rashie.
Oh, yep.
She wore I think it's Quicksilver. She wore a Quicksilver rashie as an actual shirt.
Yeah.
She's wearing it with a pair of jeans. Yeah. Like,
oh,
come on.
You can't forget about the bike jacket over the top. She does not ride a motorbike at any time.
She carried a helmet as well coming up those stairs.
Yeah. For her rollerblades.
What a bitch. Wear helmets if you're riding anything that makes you go fast. But what a bitch. In the 90s, safety was optional.
At no point do you ever see her wearing the helmet. She just carries it.
She gets on the bike behind her boyfriend at the time.
Yeah.
And he has the helmet on. Safety first, dress for the slide, not the ride.
Yep.
And she just literally has it over her fucking shoulder.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro.
Too cool.
Too cool. Too cool for helmets. Safety is second. Thank you very much. So I got a picture here of the cast. You have a gentleman dressed in a blue shirt with looks like pants that have a couple buckles on there, and they're kind of like pleather. Yeah, that's the one.
Yep.
You have the dude who gets nabbed first. He's got the Martians are coming to save the Earth. He's wearing your typical... He's got a... I just realized this. There's a dude at work who has the same thing. He's wearing a pair of what look like jeans.
Straight leg. Yeah. Acid wash jeans. Way too baggy shirt.
And he has a wallet chain?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, the wallet chain.
I have a guy at work. He's probably grew up in the 80s.
They're all wearing wallet chains. It's the 90s.
Yeah. Guy at work still has a wallet chain. Like, he's afraid to lose his wallet. Like, bro.
Man. You can't steal a wallet if it's on a chain.
Can't steal a wallet if there's no money in it. What's the point?
Yeah.
Take my life. Take my ID and stuff. Be me. You'll be just as depressed.
Yeah.
You try to buy something, be like, oh.
Good luck with my crippling debt.
Yeah. Aha, I am now this guy. You're under arrest for debt. Fuck. If I find out someone steals my identity, I'm going to commit tax fraud because then they will get arrested, not me. Yeah. I'm no longer Josh.
Yeah.
I'm not Josh anymore. He is. He's the one with the tax fraud.
If you want to steal my ID, go for it. Like, there's nothing too important about this. Like, I'm just a guy. Nothing flashy.
Then the next gentleman has red and, I believe, blue striped pants.
Oh, they look like the corduroy pants, high-waisted.
Yep.
Oh, I'm all for his outfit. Throw the leopard print shirt. No sleeves.
Can we talk about this gentleman? This is the Hispanic gentleman.
I've got this outfit at home.
This gentleman, I feel like, played a big part in this movie in terms of current age representation. You look at Netflix.
Yeah.
You look at, not so much Amazon, you look at the streaming services these days. They aim to have a certain amount of representation.
Yep.
They want at least one black guy. They
want a Hispanic person.
Yeah. But I also feel like they do not cover this whatsoever. It's the 90s. I kind of feel like either the actor or this character was gay. I'm not knocking it before people, you know, jump on me and say I'm hating it. I just, the way he spoke, the way he presented himself and stuff like that, the younger guy who doesn't have a, Joey, that's his name.
Joey, yeah.
Joey doesn't have a handle yet. He keeps asking him. He's like, nope, your fashion's wrong. Get away from it. Just the way he presents himself, I felt like he was that representation.
Yeah.
In terms of that, I feel like this movie was ahead of its time in terms of representation. It has the token black guy. It has the token Hispanic guy. It has the, I believe Dade was on the spectrum. Yeah. Think about how he spoke. Very monotone. He didn't quite understand things. He was 11 years old when he hacked and shut down 1507.
I guess even back then, that wasn't even a thing that they thought about.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't. Like, I didn't get diagnosed probably with ADHD till I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
Like, doctor said I had ADHD when I was a child, and my mom was like, no, you're wrong.
Yeah. No, he just had too much red cordial yesterday.
No, I shit you not. My mom was like, no, I just need to discipline him better. That was literally her solution. I'll discipline him better. That'll stop him from acting up the way he does. That'll bring his attention back to school.
Yep. And that's how that works.
That was the 90s way of doing things. You know, when I got diagnosed the first time, it was during the explosion of it where every kid was getting it. You talk to people from the times we grew up. Everyone would say, oh, I think I have ADHD.
Yeah.
Everyone has like things that show, but like I went to a doctor about my depression. He's like, you have ADHD. I'm like, bro, it's not what I came here for, man.
Yeah.
It's not like, my documents.
Everybody does.
I went at myself with a knife, man. Fix me. Don't tell me I have ADHD. Fix me.
It's just like a mechanic. You go there for one problem. They give you a list of everything else.
And he's like, come back in 3 weeks and pay me another $330. No, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
You told me something I didn't want to know. Mummy already said I don't have it. Mummy's always right.
Yeah.
And then the next person is serial killer.
Yeah.
Like the breakfast.
Breakfast. Not Dharma.
Yeah. Is that what they say? That'd be great. No, just be... Oh, mate. That would have been... Especially with Dharma on TV.
Yeah.
That would have been an amazingly funny and ironic line if they go, like the breakfast cereal, not Dharma, because he was in the 80s.
Yeah. Oh, and he got arrested like 4 years before this movie came out.
That would have been great.
Yeah.
Maybe too fresh for the movie.
Yeah.
He's wearing what looks like leather pleather pants. He obviously has the wallet chain. Are they? No. They are thigh high or shin high boots.
Oh, yeah. No, he's got rave boots.
Yeah, they look like platforms, but I can't really...
He definitely wears platform boots. Oh, not in this photo, but I feel like this would that would match the outfit.
Yeah, and no, not platforms. Also the
is he wearing knee pads?
It looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I was just about to say that. Also, it looks like the black guy, his entire pants have buckles all the way down them. And yeah. He is wearing docks.
Yeah, they docks look are like a big docks. Thing.
Yeah. And then we'll go to Angelina Jolie is next. She is wearing denim. Simply put, just she's wearing denim.
All denim. I'm pretty sure it is, was it overalls and then a denim vest over the top.
Yeah, looks like it. Very 90s.
Yeah, I'm here for it. Oh, we can't forget about Serial's dreadlocks as well. And
they look more like faux plaits. It was a thing my sister did when she was growing up. You'd tie your hair up as you would like in a ponytail, but then you'd put other bands in it and it looks like a plait, but you're too fucking dumb or lazy to do a plait.
Yeah.
Just keeps your hair out of your face. I think he does have a couple plaits in there. I've zoomed in on his face and he looks like he's about to murder me, man.
Yeah, we just talked about Scream last week and he's pulling the same face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swiggity swiggity, I'm coming for that booty. I'm either going to stab you or hack you.
Yeah.
I'm going to hack you all one way or the other. And then you go to Dade. He's wearing a grey shirt, simple grey tee. He has the most pleather padded jacket I've ever seen. The puffer
jacket.
Only in the shoulders it's puffer though.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's...
I think it's another black jacket.
I'm pretty sure it's made out of straight up oil. Like,
I know the photos from the 90s, but I can smell the greasiness of
yeah. Some of them in the picture, some of them have like a personality about them. So you got the black guy, he's cool, calm, collected. That's kind of like how his character is. He's kind of chill about everything. Joey, he looks scared.
Oh, fun fact about Joey.
Yeah.
He's the only character that is actually high school age in the movie.
No way.
Yep. He is a legitimate teenager.
Oh, the high school that it was filmed at, that they filmed the schools at, was an actual elite high school.
Yeah, right.
For maths, science, and computers.
Yep.
It does have a pool. Not on the roof, though.
No.
On the first floor.
Ah, disappointed.
I recommend watching this movie if you want to know what we're talking. I'm going to leave that blank there. There is a pool. You don't see it, but there is a pool at this school.
And it's not on the roof.
It's not on the roof. But then going back to Dade, he's wearing your standard cargo pants.
Yeah.
And then just some black what look like docks.
The Casio watch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did your parents get you a Casio? Like, you grew up with a Casio watch.
Yeah.
I think it's like, you had to.
Yeah.
How many?
You were born in the 90s, you get given a Casio watch.
My mom gave me a watch that she
programmed. A calculator on it. See in the dark.
Oh. I didn't get as far as a calculator. Oh, no, I did have a calculator watch. A friend gifted me a calculator watch, and he said it was gold, but it was just, you know, not gold plated. It was like...
Yeah, like brass painted.
Yeah, it's like painted gold or something like that. Didn't flake or anything, but he's like, it's a gold watch. Do you want it? It's worth a lot of money. It wasn't. It was...
Yeah.
It was a piece of
$20
shit.
$20 from Kmart.
Yeah. It's like $20 from $20 from a Chinese shop, mate.
Yeah.
It's probably like $2 from market. But my mom got me a watch one time, and she set an alarm on it. And the alarm was to let me know when to go to school.
Yep.
Because I would often, well, not that I was late, I'd often not go to school because my mom just didn't give a shit.
Yep.
So the alarm would go off to, you know, tell me, hey, you got 15 minutes to leave. And one time I lost my watch and it went off and it doesn't stop. You had to press two side buttons.
So it's just going forever.
3 weeks.
Oh,
I slept. That's painful. I slept with a beeping noise for 3 weeks because I couldn't find it, no matter how hard I tried.
Yep,
it died. I eventually hope so.
Yeah.
I eventually gave up on it. It took about 3 weeks for it to actually die. We didn't find it for several years until I moved from where I lived to where I lived when I met you.
Yep.
So a suburb over. It was literally under a couch.
Yeah.
But in the couch,
underneath the cushions.
Yeah, like there was like
down the back and inside the couch.
Yeah, like it had fallen into a hole that we didn't realize was there.
Yep.
And into the couch. So when I'm pulling the couch cushions up, going, I hear it here. It's not here. I'm going crazy.
Yep.
It was there, but it was inside the couch. When we threw the couch out and it exploded apart because we chucked it out a window.
Yeah, as you do.
It's what bogans do. Like, come to Australia, you'll see fuckers throwing things out couches out windows. But yeah, so we did that, and I was like, is that a watch? And I found my old... let's go on to IMDb.
Yep.
And...
this is either going to be a hit or miss movie. No, I reckon this is going to be a, like... are the critic scores from the 90s? Or are they up till now?
I'm not sure. I think it's overall.
Yeah, because I feel like it would get good reviews then, probably not great reviews now.
Yeah.
Audience score, I reckon this is a cult classic. This is like up there.
Yeah. So we'll go with critics first because
yep.
I see them first. What do you think the critics say?
Oh, I'm going to say... I want to guess fairly rationally because this isn't a good movie. It did tank pretty hard.
Oh, didn't even make half its money back.
Yeah. But it is quite like inventive with what they've done. Maybe like slightly above average. So I'm going to give it like a 5.5.
5.5 on...
yeah, it wasn't good. So, but it was just better than not bad.
IMDb.
Yep.
Says 6.2.
I'm not too far off.
Yeah. So we'll go over to Rotten Tomatoes now. What do you think the critics and Rotten Tomatoes say?
Rotten Tomatoes, that's out of 5, was it?
No.
Or so still out of... oh, no. Out of 100.
Yeah, so Rotten Tomatoes does it by percentage.
Yep.
IMDb does it by stars.
Yep.
So what percentage do you think Rotten Tomatoes gave it for the critics?
Yeah, I'm going to... IMDb was low 60s. I reckon I'm going to stick with about the same. Maybe go... or maybe... bit more generous, 6.4 or 64%,
31%.
Oh,
with 45 reviews.
Oh yeah, that hurts.
It's rotten.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. I get it though. Yeah. It's not a good movie.
Yeah, no, it's doesn't age well.
So is Rotten Tomatoes usually like a bit more harsh?
So IMDb tend to be a bit harsher because it's not critics, it's straight up everyone.
Yeah.
You don't have critics or audience. It's just everyone. So you can tank easier on IMDb.
Yeah.
I could go in there and just give it one star and say this movie shit.
Yep.
Whereas Rotten Tomatoes has the separate. You can still tank the audience and whatnot because if you want to be a dickhead.
Yeah.
But what do you think the audience gave it out of 100,000 plus ratings?
Ooh. Yeah, I want to say it's a cult classic. I'm going to give it like... so is it out of 100 or out of 10?
Out of 100%.
Yeah, low 70s, like 72.
Ooh, you're close with that one.
Yeah.
68%. They,
ooh.
Above average.
Yeah.
They enjoyed it. And I think as an audience member, it is enjoyable.
It's a good movie.
If you critique it as a reviewer... and you
look
at
30.
Yeah, if you look at every little bit of it... the visual effects weren't all that amazing for the time. Star Wars did better in the 80s. If you know a thing or two about computers and they show you, in your reviewer, you're going to go, no.
Yeah.
None of that makes sense.
Yeah, technically, movie, not great.
No.
But if you're watching it for fun,
yeah,
it's a ton of fun.
If you just want to sit there and watch a bunch of quote-unquote teenage children doing silly things with computers, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there was any like urgency to anything they were doing though.
No.
Oh, we're going to sink some things. All right, cool. I just want to clear my name. Fuck your boats.
Yeah.
You know?
Save the environment though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not until they go, oh, what's this Da Vinci thing? They're talking about on the 14th, the boat, the cleaning up an oil spill. It's the 13th. That's happening tomorrow. Tell the cops.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
Yeah, well...
Secret Service, look.
I guess for their, like, movie, devil ad for kind of thing, they're saying old people don't know computers.
Yeah.
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 It's like, oh, you're just showing me zeros and ones.
So, critics' consensus, Hackers has a certain stylish appeal, but its slick visuals and appealing young cast can't compensate for a cliched and disappointingly uninspired story. I kind of agree.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything new. It didn't blow anything out of the water. The cast was young. The story was cliche.
Yeah.
I don't think they had the shtick that they have these days to carry such a cliche story. They were too young and inexperienced.
Yeah.
There's something else we normally do. Ah, Rotten Review. Let's see. Read critic reviews. Let's read a Rotten Review.
Yeah, let's hear them.
First one here. When you look beyond all the visuals, it's pretty dull. All right, yeah, fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah. Another one. Rarely do movies try and fail as hard to be cool as Hackers. Okay, wait. Rarely do movies try and fail. Try and fail as... he's got comment, he's got lines and shit. I don't know how to read that. English is my second language. I'm Australian. We don't speak English here. Speak swear words. disjointed yet generally enjoyable stint at the movies. Even for those who don't know, an info barn from the nanosecond. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what an info barn is, and I know what a nanosecond is. Oh, here we are. This is what we're saying. This guy gave it a 2.5 out of 4.
Yep.
Hackers isn't a very good movie, but it's a darn sight more fun than the net. Like you said. Yeah. It is a fun movie to watch.
A whole bunch of fun.
But it's not very good.
Yeah. Yeah, bad movie, but it was fun to watch.
And if, like I said, if you're looking for something that, if you're into computers and you're like, oh, I'm going to watch a movie about hackers or something like that, I'm sure there's better movies out there.
Yeah.
I can probably set up a review or something like, set up something on Instagram about like movies to watch if this is your thing. Maybe some recommendations.
Yep.
I'll ask someone who knows a thing or two about it to see which is closer.
Yeah.
But this is not... Don't watch this movie if you're really into hacking.
Yeah, if you want to learn anything about computers, don't do it. If you want to watch rollerblading, cheesy 90s CGI, and just like some cyberpunk goth like aesthetics.
Yeah, that's it.
You're in.
100%.
Even the hackers' names, like there was one that was... what was the TV duo?
Razor and Blade.
Razor and Blade.
Yeah.
Yep. Crash and Burn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Serial Killer.
Just, it's
so cheesy and over the top, and I love it.
They're real hacker names.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, in the trivia of hackers, I saw a thing. I just clicked something I shouldn't have. Where's the trivia? Let's go, trivia. Where is it? Oh, the hacking sequences. I did the air quotations. The scenes where you see the inside of a computer are mostly motion controlled models because director thought that actual computer graphics would look too artificial.
Oh, yeah, so they didn't use CGI for that?
No, they must have built some sort of small scale model with a camera and did some Star Wars stuff. There's the $2 million or
then
$20 million.
I'm wrong with the bad CGI. It's
no, there was bad CGI.
Yeah.
The hacker handles proposed by Joey were actual handles already used by real hackers.
Oh,
that's,
yep.
That's I just quickly briefed over it.
Like, what were the ones that he wanted to use? I remember one was like Dr. Doom.
Yeah. Laser something or something like that. They were like the silliest things. I always thought hacker names were weird as shit.
Yeah.
Like the buddy that came to my wedding, I don't want to call him out by his name because he owns a fairly successful business. He told me that while he was growing up, I don't know if it was his or some, I don't know what he did growing up, but he knew someone with a hacker name that was so fucking cringe. I don't know what it was. I thought I had it, but I forgot it. He had it. You knew someone with a hacker name that was so fucking cringe. No one took them seriously.
Yeah.
But they were really fucking good.
I would not take Zero Chill seriously at all.
I read this thing about a... recently I read this thing about a person.
Yeah.
Who, I believe they were 14 years old.
Yep.
Australian.
Yep.
I don't know if it was technically hacking, because I don't know where it becomes hacking and where it doesn't. But they gained access and shut down an ISP at 14 years old.
Yeah, that's pretty young.
And was told they're not allowed to use a computer until they're 18 years old.
And that's just not going to happen.
That is the story of this movie. Child does something silly, gets told you no touch computer until 18. But it was an Australian kid.
How do you police that, though?
How do you police that? Firstly, how do you fucking find the prick?
Yeah, if I get told, hey, don't use a computer for another 5 years. Fuck you, I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah. Don't use your phone then, it's practically a computer.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to ask a big question.
Yep.
I'm going to ask two questions. What would you rate this, firstly?
Oh, I'm giving this a... you know what? For fun? Like, I'm mostly judging it off, like, this was a fun movie to watch.
Yep, that's fine.
I'm not a critic. I'm not looking for, like, special effects. For like, I went into this movie not expecting that.
Yep.
If we're judging, like, Goodfellas, I'm going in expecting, like, camera angles, scene directory stuff. This was not going after that. I was, how much fun am I going to have?
Yep.
I give it a good 7.5.
Yeah?
No. 7.
Yeah.
Maybe not the half.
7. So you tell people about it, but you wouldn't expect them to watch it?
Yeah. I feel like I'll watch it again in a few years.
Yeah.
But wouldn't watch it again anytime soon.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. If someone said, oh, let's watch Hackers, I'll watch it again. But I'm not going out of my way to watch it.
I'd probably give it the 7 as well.
Yeah.
Like I said, this fourth time watching it, I like computers. I know none of this is real.
Yeah.
Some of the lingo they use is absolutely bullshit, nonsense, pulled it out of their ass. But yeah, like I would tell people, hey, look, if you want a silly movie to watch, that's it's fun.
If you've like, got an hour and a half and you're just looking for a fun, goofy comedy.
Yeah.
Well, not goofy, like comedy, but...
What do they call this? This is a... I think it's a thriller crime?
Yeah.
What do they call it?
It's not comedy back then, but it is comedy now.
Pretty sure. Crime, drama, romance.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's an okay movie.
Yeah, it's fun.
Some of the lines are cheesy, such as, what was it? Mess with the best, die with the rest, I think it was. Cheesy as fuck.
Yeah, and there's no right and wrong. There's fun literally, and boring.
Literally, there on the poster that you would have seen at cinemas, it says at the top, their crime is curiosity. Ooh, interesting. Ooh, what crime? Oh. Their crime is curiosity. Tell me more about that. Boot up or shut up online this far. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Boot up or shut up. All right, I have my boots on. Now what?
Yeah.
So, Matt.
Yep.
Would you put this on the golden record? Would you send this to anyone?
Oh. Yeah, you know, this isn't... Oh, I don't know. This is a lot of pressure.
I personally...
Like, yeah.
I wouldn't. I don't think it's that good of a movie.
Yeah. Like, it's a good movie, but it's not that good.
It's... Yeah, it's not good enough to like... All the...
If I'm not going to go tell people to watch this movie...
Yeah, you wouldn't share it with anyone.
Yeah. Oh, look, I want you guys to watch this movie. It's fun.
Every one of this movie that is on a VHS, and for those that don't know, because if you're, you know, Gen Z, that they're big black tapes. You could build houses out of them. Trust me, you could. They won't work anymore.
Yeah. Send one of the VHS tapes.
Yeah, send like, a VHS tape.
If you've still got it, throw it as hard as you can to the moon.
The radiation in space will wipe it and we will be happy. Yeah. I don't think this makes the cut.
Yeah, I really wish it did, but I can't say it makes the cut.
It's about 3 points too short for that.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I made my decision last night when I asked my buddy how accurate the hacking is, and he said... I felt like I offended him. I was like, hey, man, does this hacking in this movie, how accurate is it? I swear to God, it's like I kicked his child. He's like, not at all. Not fucking at all. Nowhere near. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Do not talk to me for the next 3 months.
Yeah, no. I said to them after that, I was like, I'm going to go, guys. Got to go watch the movie and sorry. Bye. I'll catch you guys later. And he's like, bye. I'm like, oh, I made him mad.
Yeah.
Sorry. But yeah, no, it doesn't make the cut. Yeah, so...
Oh,
now you know.
I have big news if I am invited for next week.
You certainly are.
I have picked the next movie.
Oh, you have?
Yep. And me and Josh have been talking about this for the last couple of days.
I've like forgotten it. I remember you telling me.
And I have changed my mind since then, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, cool.
I feel like we should talk about Ready Player One next week.
Oh.
I don't know if you, Ryan. No, we haven't. You guys haven't planned that one yet?
No, yeah. I haven't.
I feel like it sticks with the computer world.
Yeah.
Very cyberpunky, sci-fi kind of feel.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like they did it right.
Yeah, all right. Let's do that. Ready Player One next week.
Ready Player One, let's go.
Yeah, anything you want to plug before we head off?
No, just invite your friends to listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, get us out there.
All right, Ian, you know where we're at. We got an Instagram.
Yeah.
I attempted TikTok. I'm not doing very good because I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. We have a thing over there that we could just record this on and then just like when we say dumb shit, put it up there. But that's a lot of work.
Yeah, set up the camera.
Yeah, I'm working on it, right? I'm talking to people who know more about film than I do. We're working on it. There may, coming the next couple of weeks, there may be stuff on TikTok. Just give me time, okay? I have autism. Yeah.
We'll throw some bloopers in there.
Yeah.
Get in everything you guys missed because didn't work out for the podcast.
Yeah. Uncut stuff and me saying dumb shit. Like, I'm a big fan of movies based on books based on movies or books based on... anyway, I think I had a stroke. Just don't do school, stay in drugs. By the way, anything until... Ryan gets once you start hearing Ryan's voice again on the podcast, he's doing the editing again. So don't blame me for quality drop. All right.
Oh, dude, I'm going to.
Yeah. All right. Bye. Have fun.